no longer have the beep, but some kind of melody playing each time someone scans something, which would be quite funny. By the way, I don't know if you were at the CCC Congress last year. There's a media market over there. Last year, they were quite scared by DVBGAN, which is basically the same concept. It's also infrared. They use metrologic scanners too. Then another programming code I noticed was turning the laser control to an RS-232 control line. So in the manual, there's a code saying, scan this code if you want to turn the laser on, only if RS-232 CTS line is high. Unfortunately, this code is also accepted by the USB model. So if you scan this code, the scanner is dead. We also tried something else, not in the supermarket, only at home, which is jamming. By sending short pulses frequently, you can make actually a scanner to ignore any barcode, as long as you point this device in the right direction. So while pointing it, no barcode will be read. And if you combine this with a barcode injection, you actually can change a barcode. You point the device at the scanner, send the jamming signal, nothing will happen. If some person moves something over the scanner, you press a button, and the barcode you want to be scanned is injected, and the person scanning it will not notice anything. So, yes, that's all. I really want to emphasize again, if you use this yourself and you use infrared light, take care to not exceed dangerous limits. Okay, any questions? In this case, we used a PIC microcontroller. It's a PIC 16F636, but actually you can use any microcontroller like Atmel or something else. It's really very simple to write the software. All you have to do is you have the barcode. For the white area, you use light on. For the black area, you turn the light off. You have to do it in the correct timing. If you do it too slow, the barcode will appear too big for the scanner. If you do it too fast, the barcode will appear too small for the scanner. Our experiences were for EHN to use 8 microseconds for the smallest bar work quite well with some scanners, but you have to try it out. I don't have tried all our scanners because actually it was a bit difficult to do it in the supermarket. And this device didn't look so innocent.
Questions?
There? I didn't understand, sorry. The question was if reflectance is working too, right? It depends a bit on the amount of energy. So when we were using this with a metrologic scanner inside a small room, we actually could point the device at any position in the room and the scanner would detect the signal. But if the room is bigger, it will be more difficult, or you need more senders or synchronize them or whatever. But it's a matter of power.
More questions? Alexander, thank you for the speaker again. There's one final announcement. They're still needing volunteers, so please inquire yourself at the G field at the volunteering desk.